When I was young, winter didn't arrive until Mr. Quitzel built the ice rink. Bitter winds and gray skies may have hinted at the season, but until I actually saw the rink in his backyard, it was never official. Once confirmed, however, my afternoon schedule immediately changed. Gilligan's Island was out, ice skating in. The rink, well, it was a mess. The liner was made from sheets of torn plastic, its tattered edges pinned down with scraps of flowerbed edging. Around the perimeter, a series of jagged wooden stakes were pounded into the ground in a futile effort to hold it all together. The ice wasn't any better. Sticks, leaves, and trash jutted out through the surface. The tip of a garden hose was frozen into one end. I'm sure more accomplished skaters would have complained about the conditions. I, on the other hand, loved it. Every lap was considered a dangerous adventure. I had to remind myself to stay sharp or I might hit a pop can and wipe out. My skates were, of course, hand-me-downs. The metal eyelets were missing, and the laces had been broken and retied so many times they looked like my grandpa's rosary. They were a size too small, so it took a couple tries, and some Vaseline, to coax my oversized foot into the boot. It really wasn't all bad. At least the painful numbing in my toes took my mind off the huge blisters on my heels. And yet, I skated. Day after day, lap after lap. I never realized the rink was jerry-built using scraps of wood and plastic sheeting. It didn't matter to me that the ice was uneven or my skates didn't fit. I was a kid, and whatever was good enough. Over the past 30 years, I haven't really thought much about skating, and then one day I opened the paper and read the city was opening an outdoor skating rink. I was so excited. I had great memories of skating as a kid. I rushed to the rink, signed the medical waiver, and rented skates that actually fit. I skated laps around a perfectly shaped rink on ice that was smooth as glass. And yet, while the beautiful, well-constructed rink was beautiful and well-constructed, I couldn't help longing for that sad, polluted block of ice from my past. I guess the fuzzy mental snapshots from our youth weren't meant to be reprinted on modern glossy paper. They're best left in the ratty album of one's own memory, sorted and arranged into pages of seemingly unremarkable yet meaningful events. As I flip through my own album this time of year, I know the page of idyllic winter memories will hold just one photograph, a blurry black and white taken in Mr. Quitzel's backyard of a 9-year-old girl in ill-fitting skates bumping along the ice on a gray Iowa afternoon.